I especially didn't walk away from him. You know why? When the television goes, you could knock and knock. You can't hear. You know, I got here very important paper. Take this chair around like this. Wait. Oops. You know I was held up. You remember I told you I was a sick woman, darling? It did bring a chair here. It's very important to know I have a policy. This comes the beginning, and I can't believe it.
Dear Mrs. Solomon, it's regarding the Circus Transit Incorporated.
What does that mean?
It sounds like a bus company.
And?
I finally obtained the check from the bus company only through the efforts of a marshal of the city of New York. Please remember that this bus company is in financial difficulties, and it is almost impossible to collect on any settlement with them.
He didn't settle yet.
I was obliged to initiate proceedings to enforce the settlement by entering a judgment, executing through a marshal, etc. We finally collected the $500 after considerable effort and time. Wait a minute. Here's the rest of it. I am enclosing here with a photostatic copy of the check from the marshal, as explained here and above, and I am also enclosing my check for $250 representing your share.
Well, you should only live long, and you know what he said to me, the lawyer? I said, what happened? I never collected no money. He took the money, and they don't even know where the lawyer is. Now, you do me a favor, just put down here the lawyer. Wait, I'll give you a pencil.
Here's a pencil.
Put down the lawyer, I should know.
What should I write down?
Let me see.
His name?
Grobach.
Yeah, it's on the bottom here.
Oh, but I wouldn't
Harold J. Harold yeah. Grubart.
Here's on top here.
Grubart?
Yeah. He said he didn't settle yet. See where I gotta put it up.
Yeah.
Then I know. You don't know how bad I was hurt, darling. Now, I took out insurance for burglary. They keep on robbing you here. He claims the insurance man, I paid him. He claims he sent me. Is that the policy? Just the topic you want to read.
Named insured and address, Bertha Solomon, yeah. From policy period, from March 25th, 1965 to March 25th, 1968.
So it's over already?
Yeah.
What is that?
This one doesn't have any name on it.
But what was that insured, darling?
Broad form personal theft policy.
And it went out. Till last year I was insured.
Till March of last year.
So this is no good. What about this?
Doesn't have any name on it. It's just...
It must be something here.
It looks like just an advertisement for them or something. Is your home burglar proof? It just looked like an advertisement for them. It's not a policy.
In the back
it says conditions. It's just about the conditions.
I don't need it.
I don't think so.
See what you do. But this is out. And I paid him to... You know, you know the man that was crippled with the stick that died here lately?
Weinberg.
No.
Chancer.
I gave his wife $250. Not long ago, she said they send me the policy. I'll see you right away if I don't the policy. That's another policy.
Oh, this is a mortgage. Rosa Melker and Tranquilina Rosa, his wives.
When you put that in a place, I should remember it. And he asked me for the mortgage paper. I said, I don't know what I've done. I'm going to show you the beautiful thing I got here. Tell me what I want to give this to you.
That's nice.
See, it's a desk for everything. I like God, I ain't come back no more.
How long are you here now at the building?
36 years.
That's a long time.
I know you when you were a baby. Your mother's foolish. She didn't want to go back with your father. I was trying to make peace. Now this I'm supposed to have insured.
Acme Diamond said it's then it lists jewelry.
Yeah. No policy I didn't get.
It fell in the garbage. Is that where you wanted it?
It fell
in the thing there. No, around the around after the behind the bag.
Oh, in here?
More to the other side. There it is.
$40.
Bertha Solomon, fire, it says. March 14th, 1968, paid $205, credit 40.
Didn't I just tell you I paid? And he said he sent me the policy. This couldn't be the policy, could it?
Melker and Tranquilina Rosa, they're insured. Insured's name and address.
Rosa, that's from the mortgage.
But that's their insurance, I think. It says. It says insured name and address.
My name is there.
Amount, $10,000.
I insured it.
Oh, but you insured them. Melker and Tranquilina.
I insured them, and they said, well, give me the money back. I never got it back while I was in Florida. Now, I want to show you what this means. See where I put it, now I know. All this belongs to one man.
See? Yeah.
And you got children and you give them money. And plenty of money. These, they send me a copy.
Named insured Bertha Solomon. Oh, this is from that other thing, March 25th, 1965 to March 25th, 1968.
It belongs here. Right?
And this is that other thing, that list of jewelry you had. This is it. Amount. It's an endorsement. It's a policy number. Are you insured the jewelry? That's it.
Did it say how much jewelry?
It says, it named the jewelry 1 14-carat diamond antique, 1 14-carat antique ring, $75. 1 14-carat antique man's ring, $20. 1 pair of 14-carat coral earrings, $25, etc.
But this is going out too.
I don't see it.
It's not a...
Oh, he appraised it. Somebody appraised it. And a coat also. A black shirt. I don't know if it's an insurance or...
No, but it's no insurance. And I never had that jewelry insured. I had good jewelry, big ones insured. But money they took. You don't know how, what they do with you now. They grab you on every side money. This I gotta get insured before I leave.
Bertha Solomon. $200, $125. Diamonds. I think that was on the other thing.
Was on the other one?
Yeah.
Is that one? to know that from the courier from Mining Code.
Enclosed, please find copy of original bill of your homeowner's policy. Also is the personal article floater attached. Total $205, less the $40 deposit. Your policy was mailed to your home address in the Bronx.
See, they didn't mail it and I never got it.
That was something else, though, with that other bill.
No, but put that over there. I got to show it to the mailman. He leaves the mail open and he goes away. And you always find it. You know, I don't want to say who, but you know who I mean. And they watch off your mail. I lost two checks, too.
Yeah? That's that again.
There's a check that I sent them, and before you read the
$40. $165. The Metropolitan Midtown Company.
And where was the $40 that you just read?
It was on two different things. It was on this and it was also on the other piece of paper. Another little piece of paper. Yeah.
You got it here?
Less the $40 deposit, that's right. That's right, $165. Because you gave $40 before this.
Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
He died in I don't see Miss Jess. This must be the $40 check that I mailed him.
Yes.
Am I lying?
Yes, that's right. Bank of Miami Beach.
But you see I'm telling the truth?
Sure.
I'm going up tomorrow to her. They told me she came home. I said, what happened to my money? She said, you don't need no policy, Miss Solomon. You're insured. I said, what have I got to show for an accident? You go to school. You don't get teaching school. You got to have black and white.
That's right.
See, the mortgage I got then, I lost my head. This, I think, is for nothing.
This is Melker and Tranquilina Rosa again in Rockaway, your things.
Also Rosa, see?
Yeah. That's Sand Service Company, yeah.
See? That should be all in one place. Send me a letter. This must be an advertisement. Right?
A message from the president.
A letter from the president?
Committee for Bad Divorce and Ad Alimony Laws. Yeah, it's just about a speaker.
What is he writing to me?
Oh, they're advertising a bus trip on New Year's Day. That's today. Too late now.
I got a few of these. This must be bills that I paid out.
Probably $39.80 receipt. Doesn't say. Insurance. It doesn't say what kind, type of policy, but that's in a code.
I got a bunch of them. I put them together. This I got from my synagogue.
What, yeah, that's an advertisement. That's passed December 18th, 1968.
I don't need it.
No.
They invited me. You could have gone. I gave money here. If you go to, and this is from the doctor downstairs. If you don't need it, look at the thing again.
Yeah. With Dr. Cupchin, yeah. $27,835.
For an evening. You know, we're on the, you know, we old people are...
Medicare.
And that's a shame. For an evening. You used to charge me $7.
Mm-hmm.
Now this, I got New Year cards. I don't know who, no name,
Season's greetings and a happy new year. Frank and Julia Taylor.
Frank?
And Julia Taylor.
Taylor? I don't know who. And Taylor was my maiden name. I could tell this story too. That ain't a stand.
Yeah, that's a stand.
It's a good one, ain't it?
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Bindi, Bruce, Laura, and Bill Winter.
William, they're all William. If they would only send me a little note, I should mail them back or something. I'd be glad to mail back with.
That's from Blue Cross.
Yeah, and I want to show you something. I want to show you somehow. Things are going on today. All right, I don't care what the doctors make money, but they'll rob the city. Although they never made a living, bless them. Only the top darling.
Eaton and Howard Income Fund to shareholders. You must be a shareholder.
I am.
Just a statement.
From the building here, darling. Mm-hmm. I could change your mother's apartment if she don't like it. Mm-hmm. Now this must be all the bills that I used to pay here for insurance.
Miami, Florida. Solomon. Oh, you must do. You insured some luggage or something? One locker. Shipper. You must have shipped something to Florida or something.
Oh, I did. Tear it up, darling. Tear it up long ago. Maybe that's it, too.
Policy number.
Oh, does it say policy?
Skokie, Illinois. Oh. Well, that doesn't say. It's just a receipt. You know, it's not a policy.
It's a receipt.
To Bertha Solomon, renewal date, policy number. It's property and coverage. Jewelry items number 8 through 11, add of effective 6/30/65, amount $750. Oh, it's like a renewal of the insurance for the jewelry.
They send me a note like a new insurance?
I think so.
So that must be, where did I put darling when I told you? That must be the insurance that I told you then.
Oh, there, I think in the white envelope.
Does it say the name here?
Metropolitan Midtown Company.
Yes, we read already, didn't we?
Yeah, that's the Eaton and Howard shareholders.
You didn't know I was a shareholder.
In the building?
He made a lot of trouble for the building. For no reason.
They say the city may take over.
I hope so, I'll render for them.
Congregation of Yeshiva Zichron Moshe. Oh, it's not just a...
No, this must be the what I sent money in.
Yeah, that's old, 1967.
I sent money in. Shiva, it says even how much money.
Yeah.
Put that over there, Dolly, I should remember.
Up here?
Yeah, Dolly.
Okay. That's just an envelope. Well, that's the Blue Cross envelope. You know, every time you go to the doctor, they send you a copy of what they send him. That's nothing.
I should show that to the doctor. I should. But I won't. I won't, darling. I want to show them I'm a more sport than they are. Just for a needle. That ain't fair, is it?
Mm-hmm.
But look, they did struggle a long time for it. And there were times the doctors didn't make a living. Something came in here in this envelope.
Carner Bank of Miami Beach.
So much banks, I got money in so much banks. So they think the city might take it over.
That's what they said. You know, there's a meeting tomorrow night.
I'm not going.
And somebody will be from there from the city. You should go and just listen. See what they say.
Somebody send me this. Just the top note here.
Mrs. Solomon. Miss Kelly?
Oh. And here I don't know where she lives. I would send her a letter. I don't know where she lives. We met in the hospital.
Walter Leibowitz, attorney at law, announces the removal of his office, and it gives the new address in Miami Beach.
Oh, my God. Where should I put that? I should remember it. Put it on that table, darling. It's a bill, I know.
North End Wine and Liquor Store.
And I met at a party when my daughter was there. What good is it? I can't send them no letter. No new card back. This is an advertisement. I think Mama must have got one too. Right?
Federation.
They send you an envelope.
Yeah, they want money.
I'll give them a crank. You don't know way, darling. Someday you come down, I'll give you a special $5 for 2 hours. You should read all the money I gave away for charity. And I'm paying $18 and $20 for one needle. Women on your floor, I don't want to mention the name. They're getting home-relief medicine. And they're in the biggest hotel on home-relief. See, when young people get home-relief, have children, yes. But women like me that's got millionaire children and gets home-relief, and they come down to me like that with a hand in pocket. I am a lady when I go to a hotel. And here a home-relief investigator come and ask for her name. She's in crowd on charity. I'm a lady. I don't cook like you, Miss Solomon. But I say I do the cooking, but I give charity for poor people. And you're the lady, huh?
Hmm.
This, I know, I got a New Year card. This one I'll answer back.
The Don Young family.
Who?
Don Young and his family. Young.
No address. How could I send back? Well, there is an address.
Yeah, Bayside, New York. That's in Queens.
I think I sent him. This one I sent him. You know him, too. They lived in this building. I raised the boy up. He married to a millionaire's girl. Now this, I only need the address. That comes from Florida.
Cousin Bertha. Oh, it must... Oh, it's from a cousin of yours, I guess, who was at the Bolivar Hotel.
Well, that's what I want, the hotel. the hotel is here, isn't it?
Yeah, Miss Bertha Drucker. That must be your cousin.
Now it came in here. A letter. No address, nothing but my name and my address. No address.
No, it came from the Bronx, though.
All right, but put down your name. I should mail you back something. Mm. How would I know, darling? That's a bill.
Oh, it's from the beauty parlor. Huh? Nothing. And this is another thing you shipped.
Yes, I need. And what did you say this was? I forgot already.
Ethan and Howard Income Fund to shareholders.
Oh, yeah, from downstairs. I'm working. I don't want to show to them. It's I'm the landlady. That's why they get the lead. You know what we use the money on the shares? This house is a loser.
Metropolitan Midtown Company Insurance. Bertha Solomon. Oh, it's about the jewelry again, I think.
Isn't this it?
Yeah.
Yes, darling, I am a lady.
That's the jewelry thing also.
But I am a lady, that's the answer again.
On my floor?
I don't want to say anything. You know, I don't care. There was a time I was very, very poor. My husband was killed. Left me with three little bit of children. I had to put them in a day nursery and go out and wash and scrub for my children. And here I'm giving for the shiva so much money. For the home leave, I'd give money. For the Blue Cross, I'd give money. After you get through the two letters, you're going to read something here for me that you go tell your mother, I can't believe it, that's Miss Salmon. And they walk in like that to me. I am a lady when I go to Florida, not like you. You're a cook. You shop, you cook. I'm a lady. And here comes a Westergate and knocks at my door. Do you know where Miss Carr lives? I said, yes. But she's in Florida. She went to Florida. Who sent her there? I said, she was very, very sick. I saw already that they might stop it. You know, I said, she was very, very sick. She's got poor children, but the children took the money. They got to get the money and send the mother away for 2 weeks. And what a lie, I said. She's away already two to third month. And $70 a week in a hotel in Miami. She gets home early. And when I showed her that it was a sale, this one on this floor, I said, look what I bought. It's $1.20 the bottle of coffee. But I got a coupon for 20 cents. She says, I don't use that coffee. I use the best. So I don't use good coffee. She uses the best and home leave. Now, I got for a few women in the building commonly, but they need it. They really need it. But women that the children got lumber yards and big like that, you know. And you don't know what hurt me when they say, I am a lady. I didn't say she ain't a lady. How would you send her a letter?
That's the question.
Should I send her a letter and say, thank you for the beautiful card you sent me?
Yeah.
You got a pen? A pen?
No, I didn't bring it down.
All right, I'll give you one. you for Miss Linda, if you would. I'm a lady. That means I'm a scrub woman. She's a lady. A jewelry. I gave mine to the children. I believe while you live and let me see it on you. She says, to my children I could give this. I got time when I die. You know who it is, 'cause